Eddie
has arrived.
Good morning.
Oh, I'm early.
Good morning, Betty.
Good morning, Jeannie. How are you?
I'm great. How are you doing?
Okay.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, I've missed the week I've had my brother and sister-in-law here. We've just been having a fun time.
I was going to say, that sounds nice.
Yeah. They drove over from Texas for a few days, and they're driving back today, or they're on their way back today. They stop off a few places on their way home.
Yeah. It's wonderful, time with family.
It really is. A precious time. And I'm going to go to the Pathfinder Summit in April, so I'm going to go visit them in April.
Oh, nice.
I'm there.
I have a friend that's going to that as well.
See, yeah, good. Oh, good. What part of Florida is she from?
She's from Orlando.
From Orlando?
Mm-hmm.
Neat.
Yeah, so this is, she and her husband are going. That's my immediate upline. And this is the first time they'll be going to that, so they're looking forward to it.
Oh, I bet. Definitely. Well, it should be an experience. I'm excited to learn about the computer side of things.
Yeah.
And I hope I learn. I've started a few. I haven't completed like what Rick has on his site about, he's got something there that you can go ahead and work on yourself with your web page. And I started it, but I haven't finished it, and I got to get back to that.
I'll have to go look at that because I don't have a personal web page yet, and that's what the big thing that's holding me back.
Is it?
Yeah. So if I go and look at that and start working on it, hopefully we'll feel better about going ahead.
Well, sure. You know, well, the company has formatted it for us, which is great.
Right.
But it's nice. Marilyn
has arrived.
Nice to know how to add some of these.
Has arrived.
Yes, exactly. The personal touches.
Mm-hmm. It's on the getting started. If you go to pathfinders.biz and then getting started, scroll down a little bit, and it'll say to customize, set up your NECAM PWP, go to here.
Oh, so wonderful.
Can, yeah. And you can print out that sheet and just follow it along.
That's super. Thank you, Jeannie.
You're welcome. Good morning, I hear Mary Lou.
Char and Joanne
has arrived.
Char
and Joanne.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How's everybody? I was telling Betty I've had company all week, so I haven't been on the calls, and so.
Yeah, I missed hearing your voice.
Yeah, we've had a.
Are you having fun with?
Linda Morse
has arrived.
We're having a good time, yes.
What's her up?
I want to say hi to Linda, too. Hi, Linda.
Go ahead.
She probably heard me. She's probably busy, too. Everybody does this one on the run, so.
I know. Well, yes, go ahead.
I heard you giving that information. Tell me again. You said to go to Rick's number?
Pathfinder.biz. And under the Getting Started, along the side, there's a menu. Click on Getting Started, and then scroll down about halfway down, and it'll say, if you want to customize or set up your web page, click here.
All righty. I just wasn't sure about that location.
Yeah.
Okay.
I knew I'd seen it there, and I was telling Betty about it, so I thought I'd better check it.
Has arrived.
Good morning.
Good
well,
morning.
So, is that Steve?
It is.
Hi, Steve. Good morning.
Good morning, sir. Hello, Heather.
Has arrived.
Everybody's clicking in. Were you trying to say something, Steve?
No, just saying good morning.
Oh, okay. Cool. How's everybody doing? Any thoughts or comments right off the bat here? Something you've read that's interesting, or?
Well, things are hot and heavy in Oregon. We look like we may be the first state to pass the laws on the GMO and labeling, and a whole bunch of them. There's eight, well, I think a whole bunch. I haven't heard other states talk about that many, but maybe I just didn't pick up, or maybe they didn't publish it. Anyway, eight bills on the table regulating the labeling and what happens if a farmer's crop gets cross-pollinated. The other Monsanto or whatever it is, Monsanto crop is company is liable for it, and they can be sued and be fined, and it's their responsibility, you know, almost prejudging the whole situation. I thought, this is pretty cool.
That
so
is very
they're
cool.
Making everybody aware. It was big front page article, the whole length of the newspaper. So I thought, oh my gosh, this is great.
That's
and then
really
backed it up with a whole bunch of stuff behind. I'm sorry, Jeannie.
No, go ahead.
Anyway, I was excited to see that there was that much action, and I know, which means that our local groups are really working to get this job done. So you guys support anything in your area. We need to know what's in our food, and that is a big deal. And like you were talking about, the spraying of the antibiotics on all the apples, the organic ones, right along with it, that's allowed, that we don't know anything about.
Yeah.
You know, that stuff is should never be.
Mhm. Mhm.
So stand up and be counted.
Absolutely. Yay, Oregon.
Yeah.
Indeed.
Maybe we're no longer going to be called. Maybe we'll no longer be called the Mossbacks, meaning that we never take action or never do anything for part of it, but it means other things too. So.
One of the things I looked up this morning was how to raise the potassium level. In answer to Nancy's question, and there, well, just Google it. And there was Google how to raise raising potassium levels, and the first link that was there was 10 foods that do it quickly or do it, you know, help raise potassium levels naturally. And so that's something that she could do. And also, when I Googled quickly, it came up with another article that I didn't get read. I was doing it and all of a sudden realized what time it was. I forgot to get on the call.
What did you Google? Just raising potassium levels?
That, yeah, uh-huh.
Okay.
And it brought up three things. Two of them just about foods, and then the last one was about how to do it quickly. To me, it looked like it was a drug company's ad, but still worth looking at, probably.
Okay. I always think of bananas and potassium. Was that one of them?
It was.
Okay. Well, that's a good thing. Has anybody ever looked at 100daysofrealfood.com?
No.
I don't know how I ran across this. It seems to me it was in some website that I don't know. But anyway, it's a woman's blog. Her name is Lisa Leek, and it's a blog about cutting out processed foods. It's pretty in-depth. She's got some ideas and things in there, too. And there's one topic that says, why cut processed foods? And I thought this was pretty interesting. The first one on the list was processed foods are an illusion, often appearing to be healthy. Claims like low-fat, low-carb, vitamin-fortified, no trans fats, contains omega-3s, etc., when these foods are, in fact, the very thing making a lot of Americans unhealthy, sick, and fat. I thought that was kind of interesting. Two, coronary heart disease, diabetes, stroke, and cancer, four of the top 10 chronic diseases that kill most of us, and this is a quote from Michael Pollan, can be traced directly to the industrialization of our food. And then three, making smarter and sometimes more expensive food choices now may reduce your healthcare costs later in life. And this was interesting. Number four, why would one want to eat a processed food-like substance that is scientifically designed to never rot?
That's a good question.
Interesting question, huh?
Yes. Is that .org or .com, Jeannie?
.com. And
okay, thank you.
The 100 is the numeral, 100.
Okay.
And then the rest
thank
of it's spelled out, daysofrealfood.com. Number five is the food industry has proven that they're not very good at seasoning our foods by way, let's see, the food industry has proven that it is not very good at seasoning our foods by adding way too much salt, sugar, and or oil to almost everything. Number six, when you eat white bread and other foods made with white flour, which is a highly processed version of wheat, you're basically consuming empty calories with far less nutrition than the whole wheat or whole grain alternatives. Number seven, it is estimated that up to 90% of processed foods, and this is a statistic courtesy of a food scientist interviewed on the documentary Food Inc., that's where that statistic came from, 90% of processed foods in the supermarket contain either a corn or soy ingredient in the form of an additive under a variety of different names. Now, how is that for eating variety? And then, number eight, cutting out processed foods could lead you to experience a variety of personal health benefits, such as having more energy, losing weight, improving regularity, and just an overall healthier feeling, or feeling healthier overall. Nine, rather than counting calories, watching fat grams or reducing carbs for, quote, healthy eating. Simply eat whole foods that, as Michael Pollan puts it, are more the product of nature than, quote, the product of industry. It's certainly less complicated. And then 10, it just makes plain old sense to fully understand what you are eating, be able to pronounce everything on the list of ingredients, if there is a list, and know exactly where that food comes from, don't you think? Thought that was really, really cool. She's got a lot of different links that lead to a lot of different things, but the tabs across the top are pretty interesting. So
that last one you said, Jeannie, made me think of what they told us at one of the 10-day programs was, if there's more than one ingredient on the package, don't buy it. It should say oats. It should say, you know, whatever, but that should be it. And I thought that was a pretty good rule, too.
It is. Yeah. It really is. But just some reminders, you know, and when you do have a choice, but that way you can kind of make that choice. Pretty good. I'm loving my shake in the morning still. I did get my container at the end of last week, and so we started again on our shake in the morning, which is good. Anybody else have a thought or a comment about any of that? Or you want to say your points? I must say I've lost
track. Don't have the points, but I've gotten into the habit of adding a little bit into other things that's not going to ruin it, even keeping my cereal cooler and throwing a little bit in the cereal that I'll have midday. Because that's usually when we start putting solids in, or, you know, something that amounts to very much. And it's just easy. And I notice how it helps to keep the blood sugar level, my energy level, you know, those kinds of things. And I love that part of it, too. So don't be afraid to throw, you know, even a half a scoop in. It seems to make a difference for me. Maybe it's all in my head, guys. Could be, but I don't think so. I think it's for real.
Mm-hmm. I've just had like a half a scoop and a little bit of water before, too, just on the fly.
I've done that, too, and it works really well for me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I did.
Easier and better for us.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Well, what I like too is the fact that it keeps me from helps me to make a better choice.
Char, may I ask a question? I know you've done real well, and they've, a lot of customers have purchased this. I'm still having them not, when they ask me the price, they just balk. What am I doing wrong? I mean, tell them about it, and then when I say the price, they just, they don't even listen.
You best before you go.
I try and get that covered when I first talk to them, but the biggest thing I'm having trouble with is getting them ordered fast enough. They like to stall until they get close to the end of that carton or the canister, and then they place the order. But I'm picking them up when they get close to the end of it. Two of them told me yesterday, "Hey, it's coming in. I've got it coming." And the other one says, "We're getting together tomorrow. This is it. I've got to sit down and learn how to do all this stuff." So I'm going, hey, this is easy. You know, it doesn't happen as fast as we want it to. On the price, I try and address that up front and say, you know, just tell me how much of a meal that's going to do these things for your body can you buy for that price and know that's what you're getting. Okay, that's part of it. And then the other part is, I literally have taken out some of the supplements that I was buying from other places for cognitive. I was taking the mental clarity, but I just felt like I needed more, and I wanted more, and this is the best insurance program you could ever have, for Pete's sakes. If you add all the benefit factors in, and that's what I try and look at, is the benefit to them of what is being covered in this one meal that is going to do so much for our body in prevention. You either pay it now or you pay it later. Oh, and I was going to write down what came to my mind the other day about paying it now, paying it later. I won't take your time to try and figure it out, but when I do, there's more to just those words than just those words, and it needs to be a little bit more thoroughly explained in another sentence. So, massage the words, guys, because that's the easiest way of getting the point across, I think. Does that help you, Mary Lou?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. And Jeannie, you've got it. You got insight on that. I know. You take off on it.
Well, I do kind of the same thing, is the benefits of it, and then if there is a question about the cost, then it's like, well, what do you spend on a meal? If you're eating out, you're going to spend $5 or $6 at least on something. So,
well, that's the way I've gone. I've got to do something better.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Another saying we used to use was empty their bucket before they have time to spit it out. And say, you know, sometimes we're too quick to judge. And you can even say, approach it from the negative to make it a positive. And that is, sometimes people will say to me, well, my gosh, I can just have a bowl of oatmeal, or I can just do this. But look at the benefits you're getting out of this that can cover so many other things that you would possibly be taking or probably should be taking for prevention. I mean, who wants to go through a slow brain as you get older? I mean, be really polite. Just a slow brain. Who wants to go through that, let alone dementia or Alzheimer's, or look at being categorized in that, group? That's just one of them. I'm not going to go through all the points. But, pull your point sheet out, your quick reference sheet, and get familiar. And then if you should have already listened to the Dave Balzer and Roger Drummer, if you didn't see him in person, and go through that and listen to him, because if those two don't, those are what does it for me, revives me on any thoughts that I need to have brought up again.
Mm-hmm.
Not that it's not working for me.
Right. Well, and I think, too, just like when you're introducing, whether it's business or a product to somebody, is to listen to them and find out, get them talking about what is it that they're looking for, and would this be a match for them? Would it help them? Would they, you know, otherwise, I mean, we of course know that it will.
What's interesting on those, a couple of those points that I've said, what of the points interest you most on what I said? Does any of them jump out at you? You know, even after you've said it? Or would any of these things be of interest to you or someone you know? Back to the questions again. Yeah, you're right, Jeannie. You need to ask the questions. I didn't even put it that way. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're so good at asking questions. I think. So that's probably what I need, so thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. Thanks for asking the question, too, Mary Lou. Anybody else have a thought or concern about anything going on there with our...
I just wanted to point out that I got an email saying that Dr. Bernard is going to be on Anderson Cooper's show today and talking about his book, Power Foods for the Brain.
Okay. What station is he on where you are?
Oh, golly, I don't even know. I'll have to look it up and see.
I can look it up.
That's yes. Okay.
Have you read his book, or is it out yet?
I haven't seen it or read it, no. Okay. They're just showing it on this this information that they sent, saying that he was going to be on Anderson Live, I think, is mm-hmm. is his show.
Okay. Beautiful. Thank you. Wonderful. Has anyone tried a new recipe in the last day or two that they'd like to share, or something you've run across that way, food-wise? Okay. Well, we've been doing a lot of on the go, so around here, and I have not had the cleanest diet this week, but a steamed veggie, I always say this, one of my favorite to have on the stove or to have ready is to have a steamed veggie on the side somewhere that I can grab and put that into my mouth.
Well, I still say it's the greatest thing that's ever happened for me, for my brain. And so that's the biggest positive with everything, the new product.
And how are you having it, Mary Lou? How are you having it?
I'm just still having it very, very plain, and I'm still having it with just the Pine Egg water.
Okay.
That's the way I liked it. I put a little bit of something the other day. I seemed like I was hungry again, and I had it later in the after lunch or sometime there. But that's the way I'm using it.
Okay.
And it's doing good.
Do you have it, are you doing twice a day or once?
Once.
Okay. Awesome.
And it's working.
Mm-hmm. Well, good.
I like I said, but when I make a statement like that to other people, I feel like they think I'm just trying to sell it, and that's not it. I mean, I never sell a bottle. It's so worth it for me. But it mm-hmm. seems as if that's the idea I get, but maybe they're hit with so many things to buy. You know, I don't know.
And that's where the questions come in, where you can
just
see where they are, you know, and what they're willing to, and you can just make a recommendation and then move on, you know.
Move on, that's all I do.
Mm-hmm. Or just stay in touch, of course. And there may come a time when that might be good. You know, it might be a time for them.
And they'll be ready for it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's where the third-party credit credibility, all the things that you can find that have the 2 to 5, 6 minute videos, audios that you can find, and if you'll send them to me, I'll see if we can get a list of them on the blog so that we know where to go, because like Dr. Robin on Saturday said that she's dumbed it up. She knows nothing about the product, but she knows where people can find it. That way makes the third party verification instead of us just talking about it.
Well, the third party tool, Steve, is very important. In one of my Silver Legs, they gave out a lady that is has become a distributor. She gave out 12 of the Roger Drummer tapes, My Shake's Better Than Your Shake, and then they had an open house for the Vital Balance. Out of the 12, 6 came, 3 are excited and ordered the product. 2 of the other 3 were just waiting to payday to be able to get their money. Tonight, Thursday night, 2 of them are coming back to a he touched lightly on the business at the end. 2 of them are coming back tonight to another meeting to where they're actually bringing friends to look at the business side of it. So I really think the third-party tool almost works better in some situations. Now, I'm not saying all situations, but that is to give them the information coming from Roger, because it's third party. It's not like me trying to convince you that you should have his shake. It's Roger talking about the water, all the other things that the shake will do for us, plus even the Neekin product. So that has really sparked a valve, I'll call it, that's really turning and cranking. And one of the ladies, she has a, that's getting in, has a database of over 7,000 people and her associated with over the last years. So good things can happen utilizing third-party tools.
Absolutely. Great reminder, and I need to make copies of that tape, too. I've kind of put that on the side. I will do that today because, yeah, I loved what Robin said, too, on the weekend, Dr. Robin, about that. And, of course, Monty, what you just said, too. So
thing,
let's
don't
get those tools going.
Is that we got together, a bunch of us here, and we, of course, do Focus and Growth. You can order up, if you order up 100 of them, and then you can pay $10. You can get all your information put on the tape, your name, your email address, phone number, whatever you want on there, your website if you wanted to. So we really took advantage of that, and we ordered up over 225 tapes, just strictly people understanding that for $1 a tape, you can get the price down, plus you can get all your other information on it for $10. And once you pay the $10, anytime you order anything up, you can have that information put on any tape that you want to. That's totally, in my opinion, a buck a tape with all your information on it. That's a real sweet deal.
Yeah. Awesome. Thank you for that reminder as well. So you don't have to run them yourself necessarily if you're not used to doing that. And I like the fact that at Focus they put that information on there for you. Yeah, it looks nice.
Cool. Well, Monty, what was that website again? You can get it written down.
All right, Focus on Growth, I believe, right, Monty?
Correct.
Well, I was thinking somebody else that you, or another website that you mentioned. But maybe I was listening along. Sorry.
Okay, and that's for the tapes, right, Steve?
Yeah, I was thinking he mentioned something about another website besides Focus on Growth, not so much for the tapes, but for just general information, like I'm talking about links on third-party verification.
Okay.
But maybe just was Focus on Growth, because they're great, so.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't mention it, but it'll give me some thought process to find one. Thank you.
Awesome. Well, good. Well, we got one more minute. Anybody have a last minute? Tick, tick, tick.
appreciate
thank
y'all
you.
Being on. Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Mary Lou.
I said, thank you. You did a good job. See you.
Well,
as usual.
You know, it's a great, this is a great service that we have each morning, you know, for all of us. So, and each one of you adds such.
Mary Lou has left the conference.
So have a
thank
wonderful
you.
Day. Yes.
Thank
we'll
you, Jeannie.
Back.
That was lots of info from everybody.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I'll see you again in the morning.
All right.
Yes. All right. Good night, or good day, everybody. Enjoy your day. Not good night
you
yet.
You got to the night fast, Jeannie.
I take a nap.
Oh, no, not yet.
Oh, darn. Okay. I'll have to okay. Sorry.
Have a good one, Jeannie.
I'll get better on those recipes, guys. I promise.
Oh, well, me too.
I've got them. I've been doing them. I just haven't taken time to sit down at the computer. That's my problem. So anyway, I will. I promise. But
all
thanks.
Right. Appreciate you. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.